Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Lawana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Lawana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Lawana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I am so excited all that God is doing. Well, have you visited my website yet? And why not? You better. atouchfromabove.org. Don't forget. There is so much going on at the Prairie Mountain. It's so awesome. 25 beautiful, amazing acres. I'm just so excited. We had a group come from Kenya, Africa, and they were praying and praying and praying and praying. It was so awesome. Then we had another group come from South America, and they were praying around the fire pit, and it was so awesome. And then they had the shofar. They were blowing that shofar. I don't know how they had their keyboard. I don't know if it was a battery operated, but they were playing that keyboard, you know, Jesucristo, Jesucristo. And they were just having a blast. I couldn't help it. I had to go out there. I snuck out there, and I'm taking pictures, and I'm taking little videos, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is so awesome. And then we had another group come and just pray. And then another lady, I think she came from L.A. I don't remember where she was from, but she was praying all over the Prayer Mountain. And I've never seen that when they do the flags, but she was praying over our nation. So she had a flag in both hands, and she was waving the flags and praying over California, praying over Washington, praying over all of the states. And she was just praying all over the Prayer Mountain, marching up to the cross and coming back down. And she was doing battle against the enemy. She said, you know what? The devil is a liar. I'm praying for my nation. And I just had goosebumps everywhere. And I thought, oh my goodness. And then it was so awesome when they come down to the kitchen area. And they're having their lunch or their soup. Some of them, of course, are fasting. But, you know, they look at the menu. Oh, are these sandwiches good? We said, yeah, we have great sandwiches. So, and also we have soup and sandwiches. And so they're eating. And, you know, just to see them pray all night long sometimes. We had another group come from Washington. And there were 39 from Kenya. Where else? Kenya, Congo, Kinshasa, and they met together. They all came here, and we were scrambling to bring them from the airport. It was hilarious because we didn't have our van at that time. Now we have a van. Thank you, Jesus. So we were scrambling, all of us. All right, everybody, we needed some extra cars. So we're driving to the airport and picking them up and picking their stuff up. And then they're coming up to the Prayer Mountain, and they are praying 40 hours. 40 hours. I said, do you need a place to sleep? We didn't come here to sleep, honey. We came here to pray. It's like, okay, we're here to do battle against the enemy. We are praying for our country. We're praying for America. I said, okay, well, praise the Lord. And I'm telling you what, they prayed and they prayed. They prayed. They had two elderly women with them. I think they were about 75. And I think they took a nap for like 10, 15 minutes and then got up and started praying again. I was just amazed. They were praying in the upper room. We have a cabin called the upper room. Perfectly named, I'm telling you. The Bible says in the book of Acts, they were all in one accord in one place in the upper room, and suddenly there was a sound from heaven that came down as a mighty rush of wind, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they were just praying, praying, praying. So if you haven't had a time, listen, Pastor, I'm talking to you. Maybe you're a leader over your prayer team at your church. You know, if you haven't heard about the Prayer Mountain, you really need to get online, atouchfromabove.org. Click the link that says Prayer Mountain. There are several things that are going on at the Prayer Mountain. When pastors bring their team, we're not a part of that. We let them, they have their own privacy. They pray, they call out to God, or somebody that comes and prays. Maybe they're fasting and praying for 3 or 4 days. We had people come up for 20 days to pray and fast. We had one come up for 40 days praying and fasting. I mean, we're talking praying and fasting on water. It's like, I was hungry for them. What can I say? I was like, oh my goodness, how many days? 20. And then I'd have, after about three more days, I'd have my assistant go check on them, make sure they're okay. So she'd knock on the door. Are you? I'm fine. I'm praying. Don't disturb me. Okay. Then we'd wait another 5 days and we'd go check on them. And they were fine. They were praying and praying and praying. And then before they had to, they came in from Florida. So when they were getting ready to leave, I said, well, you know what? You don't want to just break your fast and go on a plane. So I said, we will make some clear broth soup for you on the 2 days before your fast ends. So this way you can begin to break in to vegetables or food because you've been fasting for almost 40 days. And that was so awesome. We were able to do that. What a joy that is. So I really want to encourage you. If you're a prayer warrior leader, or maybe you're just a prayer warrior, maybe you like to get away and pray. Well, you know what? Log on to our website and call that number and set some time alone. We need to do that in America like never before. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, success in our life, you know, there's two worlds, the old and the new. And Colossians says it so well. I love this. Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 through 11, it says, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all. You see, in these two worlds of man, two worlds, are you listening to me? In the first world, there are things which are not in the second. You know, in Colossians, he tells us very clearly in Colossians 3, he says, what there is not and what there is in the new man. I want to help you understand that. Because whether man really knows where he is, you know, the word tells us where we are. There is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised, uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, neither slave nor free, but Christ is all in all. You see, what is not in the new man, when we come to be renewed after the image of him that created us, we will find exactly, oh my goodness. Do you notice people say, well, you know what, and now don't get mad at me. Well, I'm Mexican, I'm black. We understand all the races. But when you come to Christ, let me tell you something. There is no race in Christ. Are you listening? We are all one in Christ. I don't see color. In our church, we have black. We have Mexican. We have Korean. We have every race. It's not a matter of like, I'm black, I'm white, I'm this, I'm that. No, you are a child of God. That's what you are. And you know what? You have to understand that we are all family. We are family. We are all together in this. Do you understand? You know, Jesus, he made it very clear. There's neither Greek nor Jew. There's nor Gentile in a sense. You see, we see Jesus as no restrictive nationality. You know, our nationality sinks, it just stinks before him. There is neither Greek nor Jew. Do you understand? What he's saying is, I want you to all love one another. I want you to have the same heart, mind. And I know some churches say, well, you know what? No, we're just an all-Mexican church. Why are you just an all-Mexican church? Why are you just an all-black church? Why? Answer that. Aren't you supposed to reach all the people? Yeah, you're supposed to. You see, we have to understand Jesus in him is our nationality. Jesus is our character and Jesus is our fatherland. Jesus is our fatherland. In him, we are all one. Amen. In Jesus, he is our hero. He is our legislator. He is our ancestor. He is our leader. In Jesus, he gives us the laws. He gives us the customs. He gives us the history. He gives us the genealogy. In Jesus, he gives us prestige. He gives us privilege. He gives us power. In Jesus, he gives us authority. He gives us heritage. He gives us conquest. Do you understand? Jesus, my God, my strength. my refuge, my shield, my fortress, my bright morning star, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, my first and last, the everlasting God, almighty, omnipotent, all-knowing, all-powerful, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lily of the Valley, the Rose of Sharon, the great I Am, my Abba Father. In Him we are one. You see, it's in Him to know the King and the Master of all, to know Jesus. Oh my goodness, how wonderful is that? You see, Job chapter 9 is powerful. In verses 4 through 8, it says, God is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who has hardened himself against him and prospered? He removes the mountains and they do not know. When he overturns them in his anger, he shakes the earth out of its place and its pillars tremble. He commands the sun and it does not rise. He seals off the stars. He alone spreads out the heavens and treads on the waves of the sea. You see, in him, all separation is removed at the cross. You and I have to be one. Many are called from afar. No nationality separates the new man. Come on. Come one, come all. No limits of miles can separate, whether afar or near. Come to the cross. Jesus goes beyond every nation. Jesus goes beyond every nationality. Jesus goes beyond every creed. Jesus goes beyond every law. Jesus goes to the rich. He goes to the poor. Do you understand that? He says, you know, circumcised nor uncircumcised. You see, in Christ Jesus, the typical separation is removed. The separating rite is abolished. Priest and man, curtain tore down the center when he went to that cross. You have to understand what Jesus did to open the door to every throne room of the Master is now open to the new man. That's what happened at the cross. We come together at the cross. All men, we become one at the cross. There's neither male nor female. This is why I can preach today. Well, women ain't supposed to preach, I'm telling you. Well, you haven't read your whole Bible, have you? Who is Paul talking to in Timothy? Most people don't understand the history, the grammar, and the context. Most people don't understand exactly what that's saying. Do you realize that I have traveled to many third world countries? Do you realize one of the largest churches in Puerto Rico is by a woman who has over 10,000 members? I mean, we're talking a spirit-filled, full gospel church on fire for Jesus. Do you realize that so many of the churches throughout Africa, Congo, Liberia, and in Malawi, some of them are all ran by women? And they're doing a great job. The only place that's limited is in the United States of America. Why? Because of traditions. Because of tradition. Man has inherited tradition. You see, we come together at the cross. All men, we become one. Men and women, we become one in Christ. At the cross of Calvary, what? Oh, a blending brought by Jesus through the cross. How blessed it is when brethren dwell together in unity. You see, the Bible says in Psalms chapter 133, verse 1, behold, how good and how pleasant it is when the brethren dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. 1 Colossians chapter 3, verse 11, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all. Right there. You know, Christ is all of our culture. We have to understand it's very important. Christ is all of our revelation. We glory in him even as what? As the Jew glorified in receiving the oracles of God. Christ is all. He is our all in all. John chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Proverbs chapter 4, reading verse 20, says, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all of their flesh." When we understand who we are in Christ, you know, we understand it's not traditions or rituals. It's not, well, I'm black, I'm white, I'm Mexican, I'm this, I'm that. No, we are one in Christ. Christ makes us one. There should never be separated congregations. There should never be all black churches. There should never be all Mexican churches. There should never be all white churches. Are you listening to me? I love you, but there never should be. When you come to Christ, he breaks that barrier of race. And if you got a problem, then that there's a problem there. You got to deal with the heart that's prejudiced. You know, Christ, he's our confidence. You know, in him we live and move and have our being. You see, Christ wasn't in to all the traditions. Well, you got to be circumcised in order for you to come in here. No, that was a tradition and a ritual. Well, you got to have a head covering. No, that was the history, and you have to understand that was a ritual. You have to understand the grammar, the history, and the context of this word. Christ is all, you know, he is our all and all. And Christ is our liberty. You have to understand that. You know, the Lord really stirred my heart about the Word of God and teaching. I'm so excited as we're getting ready to, for those of you that don't know this, maybe I should probably share this. We were accredited for our Christian university, A Touch from Above Christian University, and you can find out more information on our website. I am really excited as we are preparing to be able to put all of our classes up online. And in time, that's going to happen. We also have a small class every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Our students, that's a small class. I think, what, there's 15, 17 of the students that are going now to A Touch from Above Christian University. So they come to our class before church even starts. So it's amazing to watch each one, both men and women, grow strong, young and old. And it's amazing. One of our students are 85 years old. And she is on fire. I think one of the youngest ones is what, who's our youngest one there? I think he's maybe 20-some years old. But, you know, from, and black and white and Mexican, it's awesome. It's so awesome. So when you come to Christ, there is no race. I can't, you know, I just can't believe how people are still caught up in that. Well, you know how they treated the blacks. Well, let me stop there. Okay, I'm going to step on some toes. I'm Native American Indian, Apache. Did you know what they did to the Native American Indians? Did you know what they did to the Jews? Do you know what they did to the blacks in slavery? I'm sorry, but every single race has been through it. Did you know what they did to the Polish people? Do you know what they did to the Italians? Do you know what they did? I mean, come on, every race and every nationality has had hard times. But if you live on that dead horse, if you're sitting on that dead horse that's been dead for years, and you're riding that horse that's filled with maggots, and you're trying to get that thing up and running when it's been dead for a long time, so you got to forget those things in the past and press on towards the mark of the prize of the upward call. If all you can say was, they treat us all bad, they treated us bad, well, I'm sorry, but if you are of today and you're complaining about slavery, I'm sorry, you've been free for a long time. What's your problem? I love you with all my heart. And if you are Latin American, you're saying, well, they took our country away. Well, let me tell you something. You're here. What's your problem? You have to understand, there are so many excuses that people get into chaos, and I'm talking even in the church. You got to wipe away all of those walls of division. Well, do you realize that even in some of the churches today, remember, I've been in ministry for 43 years. Well, no woman can stand on the pulpit. They got a mini pulpit down on the main floor where she has to go stand down there because she can't be up on the pulpit where it's really holy and righteous. Are you kidding me? But by golly, let her go to the nursery and raise your children. Let her sing in the choir. She's not supposed to preach the word of God. Can I tell you, when you sing in the choir, do you know what they're singing? Through our God, we shall do valiantly. They're proclaiming the word of God. Do you understand the prophetess Marian saying and worship God? Do you understand the Bible says in Joel chapter 2, what did he say? In the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Do you know what that means? Proclaim the word of the Lord. But because we get caught in traditions, we get caught in customs, we get caught in our own ideas, the same thing that happened with the Apostle Paul when they were trying to put head covers. And Paul said in Corinthians, it makes me laugh. He says, in Christ, we have no such customs. And then he even gets mad. He tells him, what, did the word of God come only to you? Was it only you that it reached? In Christ, we have no such customs. Because why? The Judaizers were getting saved. Their custom was get a head covering on that girl. And Paul is going, no, in Christ, we have no such customs. But see, people get caught up. They get one verse and they twist it completely out of sync. So you cannot twist the scripture. You can't take one little teeny verse. This is why we teach at our university, history, grammar, context. And if you don't know the word, let me tell you what, then you'll fall for anything anybody says. And it's important that you learn the word. So at A Touch From Above Christian University, our goal is to teach you the word, the word. We always say word up. And when I say word up at church, that means somebody's got to give me a scripture. I say, word up, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, word up. Why? Because the word of God has to roll up out of you. It's got to come up out of your inner soul, out of the treasures of your soul. So listen, I love you, but if you have a problem and you are prejudiced and you have a problem going to an all-white church, I challenge you, why don't you just step into an all-white church? You know what? You'll just be loved. And if you have a problem and you say, you know what, well, I'm Mexican and I don't go to the Mexican church, why don't you step out of there and go to a different church? Why don't you go visit another church that's different and find out that Jesus is all in all? Because Paul said it's in him that we live and move and have our being. Let go to let God. Pray with me. Jesus, please forgive me for being prejudiced. Don't be prejudiced. Tell God you're sorry. Get over that. Quit being the victim. You're not the victim. Oh, if I drive, they're going to pull me over. Stop your speed and you won't get pulled over. Stop being rebellious and you won't have any problem. Amen? Amen. I love you. Now, one more thing. Don't get mad at me now. Please log on to my website. And don't forget, come visit me at the Prayer Mountain. We have a church service every Sunday morning. Come on, 10 a.m. A church alive is worth the drive. Come on out, come on out. And I really want to encourage you, if you have a call of God on your life, whether you're male or female, and you want to go to the university, we started our classes. We were accredited, Trans World Accreditation. I was shocked. I have to tell you the story on that, how that happened. That's a testimony of God's grace. But we were accredited for university. We already started our classes on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And later on down the road, we'll start classes on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But right now, we're starting with our core group. So please, log on to our website and find out more about A Touch From Above. I love you. God bless you. You're awesome.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stines. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping true story, a murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight through cancer. For your gift of any amount, you'll receive her book, A Mother's Story. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. for a church service up at the Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. We're only 35 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. And besides, a church alive is worth the drive. You kept me from falling.
Join A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain as they present The Book of Ruth, a live drama, March 29th and 30th. Don't miss this powerful story of Kinsman's Redeemer, which represents Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Come early at 6 p.m. to save your seat or call ahead. Show starts at 7 p.m., limited seating available. Call 760-315-1967. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California. atouchfromabove.org.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name.